Hi, I'm Bruce Penney. I'm an historian and I've been looking at the Albury Railway Station and Yard Precinct for quite a while.
Why was this location selected?
It was a great deal of difficulty. The local population wanted it in the end of Dean Street, but the railway authorities decided it should be at Smollett Street for easier access. Smollett Street was well planted with trees, so it made a nice avenue that led up to this rather imposing building that we see here today.
What year was that?
It was built in 1881. The engineering chief of the New South Wales Railways, John Whitten, decided he really wanted to make a big statement. He'd reached the end of the southern line as far as he could go, and he wanted to make a palpable border marker that distinguished this place from Victoria. There was a lot of competition between the two colonies. And he was really saying, look on this building, ye Victorians, and despair. New South Wales is here. It will recapture the wool trade that you've taken away from us, and New South Wales is here to stay.
A feature is the long platform.
Very long platform, because two trains could pull in at the southern end there, and people could take their baggage and simply move over from one train to another. The two trains, because they were on different gauges. Victoria decided in 1853 it wanted the wide Irish gauge of 5'3", and New South Wales had what became the standard gauge of 4'8½".
A few people complained about that change of gauge at the Albury station over the years.
A lot of people complained about it. It meant a 20-minute wait. I suppose that was a good thing for the Albury Railway refreshment room, because people would call in and get a cup of tea in those thick railway cups, or one of those thick egg and lettuce sandwiches, or a railway pie. A railway coffee became rather notorious, probably thanks to Albury Railway refreshment rooms.
It's had a significant role, this building, over the years. Tell us about some of the uses it's had.
The building primarily was to connect the two railway gauges between New South Wales and Victoria. In doing that, it became important in helping to move along the arguments for federation. When the two lines were joined in 1883... Well, when they came close to each other in 1883, there was a big dinner held, and everyone spoke about the promise of federating the Australian colonies into one big nation. So it was important to that federation movement. The other time it became important was during the Second World War, when for defence purposes, this was regarded as a strategically important place.
And its use today, Bruce?
It still looks after rail traffic to and fro. As you know, the line is being standardised through Victoria. So there's ever since 1962, there's a standard gauge through Victoria, but now all Victorian lines are being standardised. They went straight through in 1962. They're going to go straight through with all trains after, I think it's the end of this year. Interestingly, I like the way that they're keeping a little bit of the old broad gauge on the southern end of the platform here, and they're keeping that as a kind of memory or relic of what used to be here that is no longer here.